In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast will begin in 3, 2, 1. Q Code presents From Now, starring Richard Madden and Brian Cox, directed by Reese Wakefield.
Spectators are amassing behind the 3-mile safety radius in anticipation of the USS Hope's launch, scheduled for this morning, February 10th, 2025, at 11:08 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are witnessing record turnout, Sarah, as the mission continues to unify people across the globe. The brave crew are saying their final goodbyes to family and loved ones.
But I don't understand why you wouldn't want to be here for this and say goodbye to me.
This is exactly what I didn't want to happen.
Edward, please put your brother out of your mind. This is yours now. Not his. So you need to focus.
You're the special one. The one for this job. Deep down, Hunter knows that to be true, which is why he couldn't be here today. It hurts him too much.
He was acting so strange. And he promised he'd be here. He promised.
Eddie, listen to me. You're going to establish a viable second home for our species. A safety valve for this planet, and you're going to be remembered forever because you represent all that's good in humanity. This mission, you and this crew, they're your family now. They're just until you get back home to us. My son, the youngest crew member on the ship that will build a bridge to our future. Remember us when you're traveling to Theta 7.
Remember us when it gets challenging.
Trust your instincts. Trust you'll know what's right, even if you seem unsure.
Our son, the USS Hope's youngest astronaut. I love you so much. We really have. We really need to stop crying.
And we are clear to launch. T-minus 13 seconds. Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence start. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Boost ignition. All engines running. Liftoff. We have liftoff. 48 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on USS Hope. Godspeed.
And she has successfully taken off. The USS Hope is in flight and about to exit Earth's atmosphere. This is a very special day for mankind, I don't care what time zone you're in. If you're not outside right now, you need to step out and look up at the sky, because that's precisely where we are going. Today marks that day, the day we moved up to the stars. What was that? What the hell just happened?
Captain Harrow, do you copy?
USS Hope, do you copy? Do you?
Stop the video. I've watched this 1,000 times already. When do I get to see him?
You'll get to see your brother very soon, without interruption until tomorrow morning.
And we'll be alone?
He'll think so. In reality, I'll be with Agent Ross in the observation room.
Promise me you won't interfere.
You have my word. Mr. Fitz, are you sure you're ready for this?
Hunter, Special Agent Alyssa Watkins just asked you a question.
I heard what she asked.
The world is rife with paranoia. Now more than ever. We need to know what his story is and what he went through. The government needs to understand if he's a threat to the country. If he's even your brother.
And if he's not?
Then we need to decide what next to do with him. You can help us determine that. He's extremely paranoid, so it's your job to relax him and get him to trust you. Do you think you can do that?
He's my identical twin brother. He'll trust me.
Was. He was your identical twin brother. With all due respect, Mr. Fitz, you're not quite identical anymore.
We're getting new reports that Lieutenant Edward Fitz's identical twin brother, Hunter Fitz, is on his way to meet with Edward right now, in what would be the first time they've seen each other in 35 years. If you're just joining us, missing spacecraft USS Hope has successfully landed here in Tucson, Arizona at approximately 1:19 p.m. yesterday, November 20th, 2060, about 20 miles east of the state's most populated refugee camp. Now, unfortunately, we've just lost eyes on Lieutenant Fitz and the landing site. Authorities have used android labor to erect a domed structure around the precinct to obstruct our view. But just behind those walls, someone claiming to be Lieutenant Edward Fitz is being questioned. We'll try to find out what story he has to tell and what happened to the other crew members.
Edward?
No more questions. Please.
It's you. It's really you.
That's what I keep telling them.
The Lieutenant Edward Fitz.
She told me they were sending my brother. Do you know when he'll be arriving?
I'd forgotten how Scottish we used to sound. When did I forget how handsome we used to be? I used to be. Why didn't I take advantage of our looks when I had them?
Hunter?
Afraid so.
What happened to you?
Oh, I could ask you the same thing.
But you're so...
I'm 65 years old. 35 years older than you now.
That's not possible.
That's what I keep telling them.
But you're practically an old man.
Yes. Nurse Helen here reminds me of that every day.
Nurse Helen? What is that machine?
She's a self-help android. She lives with me in my assisted living facility.
It's an honor to meet you, Lieutenant Fitz. Hunter has watched your launch over 1,000 times. I feel like I already know you.
Quiet!
This is really happening.
It would appear so. You haven't aged a day, have you? The same headstrong young man I remember. Extraordinary.
But are you? You? If I haven't aged a day, then I'm technically still me. But who are you? Who have you become?
We can show you my DNA results. I can prove I'm Hunter Fitz. I can prove I'm your brother. I barely recognize myself anymore. Time's taken that from me.
You could show me anything. It could be fake. You're telling me I've missed out on my entire life? That can't be real. It isn't fair.
I know it's not fair, but that's just how the program's arranged to work, Eddie. You're 12 years old now, and you're going to be 13 next year. You've got to start thinking about your future. And when the time comes, if you both continue to excel the way you're excelling, one of you will be selected to go up and...
But, Dad, why can't we both go?
Yeah, why can't we go up together?
We've talked about this. Your identical DNA makes you ideal flight candidates. Everyone aboard will likely be selected from an identical twin set.
But why?
So they can study one of us down here, while the other is up there heading to Theta 7.
Exactly. Like a genetic copy or control to compare for when you eventually return to Earth. Hunter, are you crying?
No.
Now you keep crying like this and everyone's going to think you're weak. Look at Eddie. Eddie isn't getting upset. Eddie isn't weak.
But what if we're both so good they can't say no to us? So they choose us both and we get to leave together.
But then what did Mummy and Daddy do here on Earth, Hunter? We'd be so bored without you. Without one of you.
Hunter, no matter what happens, even if the other gets picked, let's promise to be there for each other, okay?
Of course, Eddie. I promise. No matter what.
No matter what?
What are you... What are you talking about?
Seeing you is flooding me with memories. Where have you been all this time?
I haven't been anywhere. I was only with you yesterday, or the other you, the younger you. Why were you so angry? So anxious when I left?
Was I? I can barely recall.
You can barely recall the day your brother went missing.
I'm sorry.
I'm just not sure I believe you. What do you think happened to us? To me?
You were dead. We lost contact after it left the atmosphere. There was a loud boom and then nothing. As though you all simply disappeared.
But where did we go?
Precisely.
All this time, you must have a theory.
Soon after takeoff, she broke apart and burned up in the Earth's atmosphere. Hence, no trace. After leaving the atmosphere, she drifted into an anomalous gravity current that wiped out communications and thruster controls, thus disappearing. Or, upon exiting the atmosphere, she was hit by an asteroid and drifted into deep space. There was even a conspiracy that you'd all successfully made it to Theta 7. But because it was paradise, you blocked contact with us. Am I warm?
Unfortunately, no, because here I am.
Unfortunately.
Neither of us ended up where we wanted to be.
I might have. There's a new theory now that you're a clone. Or some kind of descendant of my brother, his son, or some such.
Do you believe that?
The DNA test checks out, the dental records match, so no. I believe you're my brother. The same person who left all those years ago.
So what do you want to know? I already told them everything. From the moment of impact to the glowing green lights.
As you can see here, government workers have now erected a large dome over their makeshift compound, then established labs and meeting rooms inside. Press members, like yours truly, have amassed outside the dome, eagerly awaiting word of what's happening inside. For those of you who weren't born yet, Hunter Fitz worked on the HOPE mission over 30 years ago, but was denied flight access for medical reasons. His brother, Lieutenant Edward Fitz, was ultimately selected as the youngest crew member aboard the ship.
No, not like that. You need to rub it on evenly, Hunter. Otherwise the sun will burn you. We don't want you both sunstroke before you even start the program.
I don't want to do the program anymore.
Eddie, why not?
I just don't want to.
We didn't move to America just for you to change your mind. You know it's now or never. You have to start young, otherwise you'll be too old and miss your window of opportunity.
Eddie doesn't want us to be separated. Neither do I.
We don't want to leave.
Eddie, you're behaving like a coward. You both are. This program is an honor. I don't ever want to hear you talk like this again. Don't ever let your father hear you talk like that. Do you understand?
Eddie left and what is perfect!
Hunter? Are you here? You all right?
Was it like a window?
What?
The thing that hit you when the speed changed. It was a window. Oh, I feel awful about what we did. What they did. About all of it.
What are you talking about?
We knew. We knew. But I can't remember it anymore.
You can't remember what?
Have we... Josh, Helen, when is it breakfast time? When are we having breakfast?
This is why you were acting so strange the day I left, isn't it? What are you hiding? What can't you remember?
I'm so sorry.
Hello? Whoever is monitoring us on the other side of this reflective partition, I have to call it. That's enough for today. I know that you're behind there watching us.
What's wrong with him?
His memory isn't what it used to be. He suffers from early onset dementia as a result of Alzheimer's disease. Special Agent Watkins, I know you can hear me back there. Enough now, please.
What should we do?
If you want to talk to them, there's a speaker system with this button.
Could we please finish this up tomorrow? Hello? I know you're behind the glass.
One moment, everyone. Please just stand by.
What do you think I should tell them?
Nothing. They're still on our watch.
Should we just call it for tonight? Pick this up again tomorrow morning?
What does he know that he's not letting on?
Which one? I think they're both hiding something.
Special Agent Watkins, you're being requested to board the USS Hope.
I'm in the middle of requested to board. By whom? Why me?
You are the first person to locate Hunter and make this meeting happen. Senior Agent Dean White wants you on the investigation as soon as possible.
Could you tell Agent White I can be there in an hour?
Well, I would, but he said it was quite urgent and it's currently estimated to take us at least 32 minutes to get there. Given the whole press situation outside the dome and all,
How many are out there now?
I'd say every media outlet in the world.
I'm fine. I want to stay.
You're not fine, Hunter.
I've been waiting 35 years for this. We're not going anywhere.
Keep them talking in there while I'm gone. I don't care if he's having a hard time. And if that metal nurse keeps interrupting, remove her.
No. Those Lambert 2.3 models have an alarm that sounds when they're separated from their patient. My grandmother had one. It's incredibly unpleasant.
Agent White is calling me. What should I tell him?
Look, I really think we should just finish for tonight. Let them rest.
No, this is too important to delay. Tell Agent White I'll be right there, but Agent Ross, promise me you'll call me as soon as they say something pertinent.
Over there. Move that barricade further back. This is an active investigation.
What is it? What do you want?
I'm here to board the USS Hope, reporting under the request of Senior Agent Dean White.
I don't think so. Nobody's allowed aboard until further notice.
But they just sent me here at Senior Agent White's request.
You're mistaken.
Well, could you please double check?
Name, credentials?
Special Agent Alyssa Watkins with the FBI.
Agent Watkins? They told me you were... Well, I assumed you were... My apologies.
Agent White, I presume.
Yes, please come in. Sorry, I was expecting someone older. Only based on your credentials, of course.
Perfectly understandable. If we're leaning into stereotypes, I was expecting someone younger, based on yours.
Fair enough.
I'll take your assumption as a compliment.
I only mention age because this ship went missing in 2025, before you were even born.
And what were you in 2025? A pubescent teenager? How informative to our present situation.
What have you heard about the interior of the ship?
That it's quite grim inside.
Think you can handle it?
Yes, Agent White. What I can't handle is implicit condescension, so could you kindly cut the bullshit and stop wasting our time? My understanding is that I'm here because the state of the ship's interior is offering more questions than answers, so shall we get on with it?
There's the blood of 7 American heroes in there. Still visible on the walls, on the ceiling, wedged into the control panels. This isn't just another day on the job. You're smart, I get that. And I appreciate your cavalier bravado as a way to navigate assholes like me. But this is bigger than your career or any of that. It's bigger than both of us. This is a geopolitical shitstorm now, particularly with the Russian Federation. And we're just at the tip of the iceberg. Now this spaceship, and the man who got off it, they mean more to this nation than just about any other thing on the planet. So I will not let you board this ship if you're going to tread casually through that. Do you understand?
Copy that, sir.
Thank you. Now suit up. We board the vessel in 5.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
His breathing, Son. This whole event is making him particularly disoriented and anxious. It always has.
I'm sorry. I seem to have lost my train of thought.
Does that happen a lot?
No.
From time to time.
Our grandmother used to sing that song.
Yeah, the suit. The FBI suit, Alyssa Watkins, is asking appropriately suspicious questions like, what happened to the others? They think if you're an original crew member, you should know what happened to them.
An original crew member?
Not a clone.
Oh, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you people? They think I killed them, don't they? They tell me I'm a national hero, and this is how they treat me? Like a goddamn criminal? Who are you really? And where are my parents? I want to see them. What have you done with them?
I'm sorry, Eddie. I'm so sorry.
But where are they? Why aren't they here yet? They should be here. What aren't you telling me?
They passed away many, many years ago.
I don't believe you.
Dad dedicated his life to finding you. Spent our entire savings on the search.
I don't believe you.
Mom died of an overdose when I was 33. I don't remember many details about them.
I want to see them.
Well, you can't. I'm sorry.
I don't believe you. You're lying.
The blood has coagulated significantly since it first arrived. But see these hair samples jammed into the gaps between each button? There's even hair and teeth underneath the control panels. They were all eviscerated, as though the ship was spun around in some kind of quantum washing machine. The outer edges cut them apart like a cheese grater.
Have all the other bodies been accounted for?
All but one. Detective Fair is here. We haven't located the ship's captain yet.
Captain Hera? Can we get a heat scan? Search for any signals of life.
We did that already. Nothing else was detected. Though murder crime scene experts say the blood's temperature and air exposure points to this occurring less than 12 hours ago. The whole ship reflects that. Which corroborates the kid's story, right?
Yes, technically. So no other survivors. Do you hear that?
What is that?
What the hell is that?
Jesus Christ. There's something in the walls.
That's not possible. We scanned the entire ship. There's nothing else aboard.
Detective Ferris, how quickly can we open this wall?
I don't buy this senile act. No, you know something, and you've been waiting for this moment your entire life. If you're really you, you can tell me now what you couldn't tell me then.
You missed them. They're both really gone. They miss you too. Every day, they were obsessed with you. Really. Ironic that the son who was visible became invisible and the son who disappeared became all they could see.
You resent me. I am not going to apologize for this. I always apologize for things I didn't do to spare your feelings or your ego, but I'm not going to do it anymore. Show me my parents. Show me my brother, my real brother.
Move aside. Keep it precise. We don't want to damage any more of this craft than we need to.
Okay, hurry. There's something alive behind there.
Removing outer layer.
Edward, please slow your breathing pattern. Your heart rate elevation...
What if this is all fake?
What?
An elaborate part of the training program. Some kind of simulation set up to test my mind under immense psychological stress. I mean, that's statistically more probable than our current circumstance, so what if I never left? Yes, I'm still underground back in 2025. I have to be. So if this is all a simulated training exercise, what happens when part of the simulation is compromised?
Eddie, what are you talking about?
Don't call me Eddie! What happens when I pierce a shard of glass through your throat? Do I end the simulation?
Please don't. Don't hurt me. Miss Helen, turn off your alarm.
Lieutenant Fitz, put the shard of glass down now.
Will zeros and ones pour out? Or will blood, like my crewmates?
Did you murder them?
Lieutenant Edward Fitz, stop!
Stop calling me that! Tell your machine to stop talking to me!
I'm coming inside.
No! No, you come inside and I'll hurt him!
Edward? Edward, you're having a psychological break. Just breathe and step away from your brother. This is all real. This is all really happening.
He's not my brother! None of this is real!
I'm afraid it is. All of it.
End the simulation or he dies! I don't want to be here anymore!
Eddie, who are you talking to?
This should do it. Removing the final sheet of insulation now.
It's a person behind there.
Oh my God.
Get the paramedic!
It's Captain Arrow. He's still alive.
We're going to get you out of here.
Then you... Lindo... We hit... Lindo...
What window? What are you talking about?
The window we flew through. They were behind it. They were behind it the whole time.
Who was?
You. Olivia.
What happened to your crew? To Lieutenant Edward Fitz?
Don't. Don't. Trust.
Where are those paramedics?
Don't trust who? Ivanovich Haro-Moreknikov, do you hear me? I don't have a pulse.
Edward, put the shard of glass down. You're breaking his skin.
Please. Please, Eddie. It's puncturing my neck. You keep doing this, and they'll separate us.
Nobody is doing anything. If they come inside, I'll slit your throat. I'm telling you this is a simulation, and how do I win? By killing Hunter, by recognizing the simulation and breaking free of it. By expressing cognizance and a critical thought pattern, even in extreme chaos, that is it. Oh, the cleverness of me. That's a Peter Pan quote, you know? As in the boy who never grew old. Quite the coincidence, don't you think? Surely if I kill the imposter, I end it.
I'm not the imposter.
And I am!
Edward, stop. You're drawing blood, his neck is bleeding. Please drop the shard of glass.
Edward, you don't need to do this.
Edward, please, please stop.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. I just need this all to end.
You were right. Right. About Longstay. I didn't show up because I was afraid I'd tell you.
Tell me what? Huh? Tell me.
Please tell me or I'll push this glass even further into your neck.
The truth. The secret.
What secret?
I suppose you were right not to trust me. I didn't tell you everything. I couldn't.
Why not? What happened to us?
We knew the risks of what we were sending you into, but we did it anyway. They did it anyway.
What did you send us into, Hunter? Hunter? Whatever's in your head, you need to tell me. Now!
I needed to tell you then. But I didn't. I didn't.
Let go of him, Edward.
Please, just tell me what happened.
It was called Operation Window. Some kind of wormhole emerged, and we sent you right into it. Oh, we sent other things through, too. We didn't know what we were doing. I didn't know what I was doing.
What was it? What was it that you sent us into, Hunter?
What do you mean? I've wanted to ask you the same thing for 35 years. What was it, Eddie? What was on the other side?
You. Us. From now.
Hello? Hi. Yes, yes, they're right here in the interrogation room. I'm still monitoring them, but...
Agent Ross, Captain Harrow was alive. I don't think we can trust Lieutenant Fitz.
Yeah, you need to get back down here immediately.
From Now stars Richard Madden as Edward, Brian Cox as Hunter, Erin Moriarty as Nurse Helen, Betty Gabriel as Alyssa Watkins, Reese Wakefield as Agent Ross, Lance Reddick as Agent White. Additional performances by Lucas Bond, Julianne Lerner, Luis Lombard, Jack Fallahy, Kristen Goodwin, Jay Preston, Catherine Cavari, Paul Tassoni, Christopher Allen, Nikolai Sankoff, Mercy Malik, Christopher Corbin, Alexei Solodov, Angela Relucio. Created and written by Reese Wakefield and William Dave Frank. Directed by Reese Wakefield. Executive produced by Richard Madden, Brian Cox, Reese Wakefield, William Dave Frank, Rob Herding, and Dave Henning. Produced by Tess Ryan. Supervising producer, Sandra Yi Ling. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Ben Milchev, and Alvin Wee. Edited by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Sound design by Katie Halliday. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Casting directors Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Casting director for guest roles, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftering. Production coordinators Jack Friedman and Brandon Weisner. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. From Now is a Q Code production.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that... dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.